How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is uncensored. For nearly 8 years, and nearing 400 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection, the NAWC, professional wrestling's podcast of record.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection.
And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
Excuse me, Dean. Dean, excuse me. I just wanted to get your reaction to what happened out there with Seth Rollins.
Of course you do. How many times are you going to ask me the same question? How many times are me and you backstage going to have the exact same conversation? It's a sad state of affairs in WWE these days. I know this is a business that was, you know, built on carnies and circus sideshows and stuff, but I thought there'd be a little more honor, more respect these days in a publicly traded company. People interfering on matches on others' behalf, people accepting interference from people who they claim they don't need any help from. I am an evil, sick, sorry son of a gun, all right? I have treated poorly, neglected, and lied to almost every woman I've ever been with. I've been charged with everything from, well, let's say a litany of misdemeanors and some things that I was not proven to be at the scene of. I've done some horrible things, but I have never, to my recollection, ever accepted interference in a wrestling match from anybody else, all right? Because I believe that when you punch your time clock and you put your hard hat on and you come to work, you do the job on your own, so you don't have to answer to anybody else. I do things my way. Sometimes it's a hard way. Sometimes things don't get done at all because some people run in and help people, and this happens every single week. But I'm not going to be mad about it tonight, all right? I'm just going to accept that this is the world that we live in. I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to do it all over again. And you're going to ask me for my reaction again, and we're going to have this exact same conversation. Thank you. Good evening.
And good evening to you too, Happy Scary Dean. And he's probably right. I wonder if we are stuck in a rut. As round and round we go again here at the North American Wrestling Connection, my name is Nikki Heyman, and tonight the table is rather sparse. Hi, Muckamuck Carl Schneer is in the engineering booth trying to get something together, but I do have at least one other conversation piece here with Jason Block.
Good evening. And by the way, I don't want to necessarily get political, but I just want to say congratulations to Darren Young, who now can legally get married here in the United States one way or the other. So, good on him.
So, do you know if he's going to if he's planning on proposing to Titus?
Way to take the seriousness that one right there. It was kind of interesting. He appeared on the show Swerved, and his boyfriend got blurred out, and he was pissed for a little while, but he heard from the production people, and they explained things, and things are good. So, but, you know, it's Oh, happy scary Dean, happy scary Dean. Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody likes happy scary Dean because happy scary Dean's got a bunch of new merch.
What is it, like 5 shirts now?
He's got, he's got 2 or 3 new shirts. The Ambrose Asylum.
Which I love, by the way. I'm taking that for my fantasy football name. Done. Right there.
Now, which one do you want? Just the one with the sign, or do you want the one with the door?
No, I just like the one.
The one he wore on SmackDown.
Yeah, what was it? Unhinged and on the fringe. I like that. Love that shirt. It's awesome. I mean, put it to you this way. He's getting Austin-like in his shirts. Gee, I'm shocked.
I have no problem with this.
No, neither do I. Neither do I, actually.
Actually, no, you're right. And it's 5 shirts. The Ambrose Asylum Unhinged on the Fringe shirt. The Ambrose Asylum Peeking at You Through the Door shirt, which is kind of creepy, but pretty cool. That says Dirty Deeds. Yeah. I'm not sure if I could wear that.
No, you can't. I don't think so. There's one that says somebody stole my title. Ambrose stole my title. I love that one right there.
And it's interesting that the outline looks like the U.S. title.
Yes, it does.
And then for the women, there's a shirt that says Ambrose stole my heart.
You could wear that one.
I could.
But yeah, all joking aside, if Ambrose has 5 new shirts, they really have something to do with him.
Okay. Well, they finally figured it out that, you know, people like him.
No, I like him. Really?
I'm sorry. I think he's hilarious, and some people say, well, some of the crazy stuff he's doing is stupid. No, it's not. He's crazy. That's the point. He's a freaking cartoon character who just spent half of my intro leaning on the fourth wall.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, there's another new shirt called The King of Bad News, which I think is a pretty cool one, if you've seen that one for Bad News Bearer.
No, he deserves a new shirt. Let me go look that one up.
There are 2 of them. He's got 2 new shirts.
Okay. I like the Union Jack one a little better.
The dark one or the red and black one?
The gray one.
The gray one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I'd prefer that one. I like that.
Yeah. But speaking of bad news.
Good Lord. Does the Performance Center actually have its own triage now?
It had to after last week. Well, let me start it off. We had a return of a very angry Brock Lesnar. Okay.
Just a little bit. And it's justified. But granted, he made my week a whole lot longer. After he decided to beat up the Authority.
Well, let's sort of rehash that a little bit. You see, flashing back to Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins beat Dean Ambrose on his own. But then the evil Doc, who basically said, you know what, you can beat him too, meaning Brock Lesnar. And we all said, you know, thank God he wore black pants. Okay.
Yes.
So he's going around going to Kane and going to, you know, J&J Security, going, guys, and excuse me, I'm going to use a
Use wrestling. Wrestling isn't wrestling. I know where you're going.
I'll be your best friend. Come on back. I'll be your best friend. Right.
I can just see the evil boss is watching all of these segments and just chuckling to himself. He says, man, this sounds familiar.
Yes. I'll be your best friend. So at the end of the night, he comes out. At the end of the night, he was telling he was talking to Triple H and Stephanie, and Triple H is like, look, you're going to fucking do this. Just go out and do it. Call him out and see what they do. And the authority goes, do we have to? And it's, and Triple H goes, I'll be your best friend. No, I'm sorry.
No, right? You have to do it because he's the boss.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, that too. So so they go out and Seth Rollins is pulling the full brown nose attack. I mean full. Okay. Yeah. He was pretty much, and excuse my vulgarity, he was performing almost fellatio on everybody there. I mean, no offense, okay?
None taken, because that's essentially what it was. I haven't seen that much ass kissing.
Yeah, since the Kiss My Ass Club. So,
yeah.
So Brock Lesnar comes out, and Seth is like, guys, are you with me or not? The authority says, good night, everybody, and leave Seth Rollins alone. But not so much, because the authority is really with him and attacks him. And, well, poor Jamie Noble.
J&J security should know better. Because all they got to do is go back to when Brock was running through there the first time and when he triple power bombed Spike Dudley.
Yes.
Spike went on record saying, I only remember the first one.
No kidding. For real.
I might be misquoting him, but he does not remember the entire massage that he got.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm late.
Oh, hey, boss. Hey. Have a seat.
Hello.
We're just talking about the near death of Jamie Noble.
Yeah, and you go back to that Spike Dudley thing. Watch it back, Jay. I mean, you could tell with the third one, it was pretty forceful.
Okay.
Whew.
So what happened was is that J&J should have known better, because Jamie Noble broke three ribs. He got tossed around pretty good.
And I saw Mercury got tossed too, but Jamie hit something a little more solid. And Brock just doesn't know his own strength. He really doesn't.
No. And Jamie Noble literally had to be stretchered out for real. This is ref sex. He couldn't breathe.
Right.
This was bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Really
this
bad.
This was a legit injury. I'm kind of making light of it, because wrestlers have twisted sense of humor like this. You know, hey, at least it makes for a good story, and they're still saying my name on TV. But ow!
You could tell something was off during the spot too.
True.
Well, exactly.
You didn't see Mercury at first.
And they kept the stretchering off camera for Jamie. Photographs did leak.
So they had to raise the stage up to get him out.
Right. And
eventually the WWE basically had to say, yeah, he's hurt. For real.
And they said, you know what? You know, okay, if we're going to have to do this, they made Seth Rollins say it on SmackDown.
Yeah, pretty much like shit happens.
You know, we're going to dedicate tonight to Jamie Noble.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sitting there with my head in my hands going, no.
Dick.
Dick move.
You're such a, what a.
Yeah, what a dick.
What a dick.
Sorry,
great heel.
Yeah, he. You know what? Everyone's saying, "Oh, he's so bad." No, he's so good. You don't know what you've got right now.
He's good as a dick heel.
Yeah,
he really is. And yes, Brock Lesnar is a full fledged face, because he's going against the authority right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even if it's the fact that the authority brought him in,
right.
As far as we know. Now, hopefully, you know, Triple H and my dear Uncle Paul can settle up with Jamie, and hopefully this doesn't get dragged out. I mean, we just finished getting everything settled with Michael Cole.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, all right. But
there was money exchanged, and then Michael Cole was given a concussion with a noogie.
Yes, which, oh, by the way, that was funny, too. Cause
somebody put in a GIF next to it from Back to the Future. Hello, McFly.
Yeah. I mean, because as part of Lesnar's return, he had to apologize. So he shook JBL's hand, shook Michael Cole's hand, and gave him the power noogie. All I was waiting was for the wedgie. The Justin Roberts silk boxers wedgie. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Michael Cole would have some nasty flashbacks if he got a DX wedgie from Brock.
Yes, exactly. But you know, as you said, we're in a bit of a injury bug right now.
Oh yeah.
And to the point
where
we saw, I mean, a wild Uso appeared.
But only one.
Yes.
But only one. And actually, they had him on commentary, and he really loosened Byron Saxton up. He really got Byron Saxton loosened up. It was actually...
Weren't you replacing Saxton?
No, I thought Saxton was at the table. Who was he talking? Because
Tom Phillips, it was him, and it was Lawler.
Oh, okay. Then he had Tom. Then Tom Phillips sounded a whole lot more natural.
You mean was it a table of four or a table of three?
It was three.
It was three. I apologize. I was.
Yeah, Saxton's doing Raw right now while Booker's on Tough Enough.
That's right. Saxton's on Raw. Jay's gonna fill in for Byron on SmackDown, and he's loosened the table up because he's just, you know, laid back and talking, just talking.
Yeah, and he was good. Yeah. He was really good. He was really good.
I think she means Jimmy.
Yeah, I think you mean because I think
Jay is the one that's hurt.
Yeah. Then you gave me the wrong information, Jason. Look at your notes.
I said Jey Uso is on commentary calling Jay comes. All right, fine. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Oop. All right.
Oops. But now let me ask you this story. Now, I saw a couple of people posted this, including Rob Seidelman. If this is true, this story, if you believe this story about Daniel Bryan, this is very big. Don't you think?
There's more talk about Bryan and the concussion that we suspected he had gotten shortly after WrestleMania at the hands of Sheamus. WWE had been trying to cover this up, because first of all, Bryan fought and wrestled a couple more matches before they said, you know what, why don't you have a seat over here?
Yeah, make fun of the kids on Tough Enough for a while.
Yeah, we still think you're a great, you know, you're still a great talker, so we want to get you while you can still talk. Come work on Tough Enough.
And I'll tell you what he put on our group there. If it's true, oh boy. I mean, look at the Graves situation when he had to retire earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the concussions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, and it's just the fact that, you know, first of all, WWE swept it under the rug. That's bad. The fact that they have a couple of lawsuits pending with other wrestlers regarding concussions.
Including a new one that just opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Who else involved in that? Do you have that handy?
Yes, it is the family of Matt the Doink the Clown Osborne.
Oh, Matt Bourne.
Okay. The lawsuit is claiming that traumatic brain injuries resulted in depression and drug abuse, which ultimately resulted in his death. Okay.
And they're probably not wrong, and I hope that I'm hoping that a proper medical examiner is allowed to exhume the brain to look for traces of CTE.
However, McDevitt has stated, quote, because this was from the Dallas Morning News tonight, that the families of former WWE performers are, quote, being targeted by attorneys who tell wrestlers and their families there's hundreds of thousands of dollars to be made from lawsuits similar to the ones filed against the National Football League. McDevitt stated that the lawsuits don't have any merit, noting they're all different from the NFL. We never had anyone claim they had any kinds of these injuries until the attorneys did it. They find that destitute people who have no money and told them there's money to be made. That's what's going on. And I feel bad for these families because they think they'll make money off this, and they're not. Cold, but not necessarily wrong either.
Exactly. It's, you know, I get where he's coming from. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
The family's not, you know, my family's not making any more money from, you know, so-and-so who was a wrestler. Who can we sue?
Go sue Kevin Dunn.
He doesn't have any money.
No, but you can give him some money for that teeth he got. Ugh.
I thought he had an office job. Do they at least give him dental? Anyway,
Yeah, exactly. Because you all, and the other lawsuits between, I mean, Billy Jack Haynes, the district court in Portland allowed WWE to move the case to the state of Connecticut, actually.
And don't Vito still have one against them?
Who?
Vito.
Big Vito.
Big Vito's got one. What's his name? LaGrasso and Big Daddy V's wife.
Oh yeah, Miss Fraser.
Oh, yeah, she didn't.
Cassandra.
Drop
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they've got a little. They've got about four or five different of these suits, and I think there will be more of them. We said this.
More's coming. Spoiler.
Oh, absolutely. That's not a spoiler. It's a certainty.
Mm-hmm.
Because the WWE is the multi-billion-dollar gorilla. And they'll either pay to make it go away or fight it. And they usually fight it because they've got a decent case. No disrespect to any of these people, but still, you know.
No, they've got a case. First of all, you know, you willingly signed on. Second of all, you are an independent contractor. And if you have a concussion, it should be your responsibility to report it. Now, I know that the wrestler mentality is you work hurt because you don't get paid if you're not working. And I'm hoping that in the last decade we've had a shift in the work ethic of wrestlers that they don't have to go out there and kill themselves to make money. It's bad enough, you know, at the independent level, you could go out there and be killing yourself and not making anything. So, but the concussion, Brian's concussion in particular, had been kept under wraps until Bret Hart had said something about it. And it's interesting coming from him since he has, a recurring concussion syndrome or what. There's a specific name for it.
Yeah, something like that because of what happened when Bill Goldberg kicked him in the head.
Right.
Yeah, 15 years later, he still has issues.
Mm-hmm. And if Bret Hart is concerned about Daniel Bryan's future, because he might be seeing himself in the process, and I would rather see Bryan graciously step down and do, you know, let's give him a Foley rule. Let's give him a Foley kind of thing. Let him be a commissioner. Let him be, you know, let him be the authority figure when we finally unseat the authority.
Something like that, yeah.
Because he's too good of a talker and he has a natural personal charisma that even non-wrestling fans get. I've said this on the show before. I've told the story. My parents are not wrestling fans at all, but they were very impressed with him. So that should tell you something.
And that's why he's on Tough Enough. Now, back to the MASH unit, known as the WWE.
Yeah, seriously.
Tyson Kidd had his neck fusion surgery from the injury suffered by Samoa Joe, and a Swiss Superman was on his Instagram account stopping by. If you saw that picture,
yes, yeah. I did, and I'm just, you know, it looks like everything's going well. I mean, I know Tyson's going to be stuck on the shelf for a while, but I'm hoping that doesn't drag Cesaro down or out. They should be throwing him around the B card right now.
They started to with the Kevin Owens thing last week.
True.
And
let's see. The reason we haven't seen our sheep masked strong silent type, Mr. Eric Rowan, is he tore his bicep, so he's out for pretty much the rest of the year.
Yeah, he's out too.
And best wishes also go out to living legend Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, didn't he have back surgery?
Yes, mm-hmm. done by his favorite doctor, Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is also the head of the wellness policy, I believe.
Yep.
So
that's who they got to run it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But walking wounded.
Seriously.
Yeah, who do you push up now?
That's a good question, because I'm trying to look through. You know, they've completely dropped the ball on the meta powers. They're not doing anything with either of them.
Referring to Hart, but what do you do with him now?
Hmm.
Because honestly, he's been in limbo ever since splitting up with the Wyatts, and then this little quick get to back together with their Rowan.
When Bray Wyatt is finished with his mini program with Roman, I almost want him to go get Harper and kind of bring him back. Although, to be honest, I personally, and this isn't because of my bias towards Roman, I am digging the meta storyline they are doing with Wyatt and Roman.
I'm loving this too. I mean, my dad's not, but I am. The whole anyone but you. When I saw that on the wall on Monday, I was like, yeah, okay. Throw some bones to the number threes.
This is the creative's response back to the fans. C-knife hitting stomach.
And here you go. If this is this what you're saying? Okay, we'll run with that. And it's brilliant. I mean, and Roman's playing it very well. It is under his skin. It is under his tattoos. He is not a happy Samoan.
And someone within the group pretty much said it a while back that he's become this generation's Luger.
Yeah.
In terms of WWE style, where Luger was trying to get pushed to the top, but kind of fell flat because of Bret Hart back in 94.
Well, yeah. And
this is kind of similar, if you look at it.
I know, and it worries me. I'm hoping that this can be salvaged, because I really like the idea of him being on top, but then again, I am horrendously biased.
Because honestly, right now, Ambrose is a bigger star.
Ambrose is probably the one that needs to be bouncing around the main event scene. And oh, by the way, either, you know, Ambrose and Roman would probably have a similar match with Lesnar anyway, where he would be beating the holy hell out of him, and just like what Reigns did at WrestleMania, laugh.
So you got, boy.
And Ambrose is like, yeah, I've had worse. I was in CZW.
Seth can tell you.
Yeah, ask Seth sometime. And when you after you ask him, kick his ass for me, huh?
Yeah, give him a chair with light bulbs on him. Boom.
Yeah.
We've spilled more blood over this country. Please.
I wrestled in so many countries.
No. Not Steiner.
Nah.
Although, Ambrose is not that kind of crazy. But it's fun watching him being the voice of reason to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, when he was going, hello? Anybody home?
Right? Yeah. You know, anybody in there? You know, you need to be out here.
Oh, and something else that was, again, pretty cool, and of course it's not necessarily shocking to say this, but Owens and Cena had another great promo. In a series of great promos, for basically for Cena accepting for Owens Cena 3 for the U.S. title at Battleground. Owens spoke French. So Cena said, well, screw you, I'm going to speak Chinese and Spanish and whatever he spoke. I loved it. That was great. That was awesome.
Okay, now I need a
give him a copy of Rosetta Stone, someone.
No. I want a round table. If Cena can actually speak that much with him, Owens, Cesaro, and a Tommy.
Yeah, okay.
They're all subtitles. Talking, but nobody understands each other. Actually, throw Sami Zayn in there if he's bored.
Yeah, because he can speak Farsi, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. And I just, like I said, I remember a promo from NXT with Cesaro and Zayn, and I'm like, I just would like to watch those two sit there and argue in different languages for 5 minutes.
Yes.
But I'm a geek like that.
Yeah. For those of a little premature, remember we saw that, you know, we saw reports that Ziggler was out the door.
That Ziggler might have a foot out the door because he was getting frustrated, and I wasn't sure how big of a Z to put on it because I wouldn't blame him, to be honest.
No, but according to sources, he's got a multi-year deal back with the WWE. And you want to know something? I have no problem with that because I think, number one, he puts on great matches. Two, he's a great talker. Three, 8 reasons, as we all say. Okay?
Well, yes. He has 8 very good reasons. I'm enjoying his little fling with Lana. And Rusev slowly losing his mind.
Yes.
But an interesting spot on Raw with Summer Rae.
I found that I liked that.
That was actually weird.
But it makes sense. Summer Rae's been dumped too.
I'm Rusev. I like blondes.
And most of them.
No, Summer Rae was dumped by Fandango.
Yeah.
Rusev was dumped by Lana. They've both been rebounded. This is I can't say what I want to say, but it's a revenge. Right?
Well, essentially, this is where it's going to end up. I would love to see, I don't think Lana's not a wrestler though.
No, she's not. No. Mm-mm. At least that we know of.
That I'm aware. So, we're not going to point. But it would be interesting to see Summer Rae seconding Rusev once he's healthy against Ziggler with Lana.
Mm.
That makes me that's curious and has my attention.
I'll put Summer Rae back down in NXT to work with a certain redhead who's fixing to reemerge from what I've seen reports on.
Oh, there is. Did they finally teach Eva Marie how to wrestle?
Apparently so. Upcoming in a few weeks, she's going to reemerge on NXT.
Hmm. Now let's see if somebody worked a miracle. Because then there will be that'll be that much less material for Kappa-Ami to play with.
Hopefully Brian Kendrick got off the pot long enough to do it.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Nope. You're not sorry.
Seriously, go back to them TNA promos when he was there a couple years back. Yeah. Higher than an effing kite.
Oh, we have tons of TNA news to talk about, believe it,
For once,
it
yes,
not.
We do.
Nope, I'm not even going to whine, because this is crazy. All this is crazy.
This is holy shit sort of stuff, okay?
I mean, you can't make this up.
No, you can't.
You can't make this shit up. Once again, they're behind on paying talent. Nothing new.
I am shocked.
Not.
You have to try a little harder there, Carl.
By the way, you want to hear the quote of what they said? You want to hear how bad it's gotten?
How bad did it get?
Okay, according to Brian Fritch of the Sporting News, he said, okay, there was a yesterday statement where the Harris brothers are now the leading production, okay? They told the crew they wouldn't be paid for the May tapings, which is last month, up until July 15th. And the Harris brothers supposedly said, if you're not happy, just shake our hands and walk away. Well, Loki did that, thank you.
I don't blame him.
He said, bye, buckaroos, we're done. Okay.
Screw you guys, I'm going back to Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
At least they'll pay me when I get there.
Before, even.
If not before, not only will they pay him to perform, they will pay his trans, they will pay his hotel, they will pay his food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe make a U-turn over to Lucha or something.
That's true. I think Lucha Underground would be more than happy to have him.
Now, we had a live TNA, which is the first one in God knows how long.
Okay. Live to tape, yeah.
Right.
Well, live to tape, but still pretty live. Okay.
Here we go.
And they had a pay-per-view to promote, believe it or not, and we're like, there's a pay-per-view on Sunday?
If you look at the spoilers for Impact the next couple of weeks, you're gonna think to yourself, why do we need a pay-per-view?
Well, yeah.
I would not say what's going on, but I'll leave it for folks out there to look it up on their own. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do spoilers or recap. Well, we do spoilers occasionally, but we don't do recaps.
I'm not even going to bother with this.
Yes, however, a wild Jeff Jarrett appeared.
And TNA Mecca had a meltdown.
He and Karen Jarrett, by the way, he was dressed in his Global Force wrestling t-shirt, comes out and cuts as you called it, Carl, one of the most impassioned promos in a long time, correct?
Especially from Karen.
Okay.
Pretty much said, they pretty much left TNA behind them, and they said they have a chance to make this right after that whole storyline with Sting back a couple years ago when they were cult fired. So, enter Jeff, who said they offered him to compete in one final match for the company, and particularly one that he created himself, which is King of the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wonder if this is going to lead to something else besides just a final in-ring appearance. Maybe perhaps a working relationship, or even perhaps him buying out TNA? I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Nikki. You have there some was, of the stuff.
Yeah, some of the... part of the deal of getting Jeff to show up was that he was going to be allowed to promote Global Force, and he would have access to TNA talent. Which means, hey, he actually pays people. So TNA needs to really watch their step. Jeff Jarrett was also approached about potentially being put in TNA's Hall of what?
Hall of Fail.
Yeah,
something,
Hall of, yes. Hall of Fail. Mainly because AJ told them exactly where to go. Time the bus leaves.
Go fuck yourself.
Woo! Where'd you get that one?
I will
one?
Stay here on ROH. Fuck you guys.
That is my uncle's dear client to the guy who was performing wrestling moves on his girlfriend in the swimming pool.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yes,
right.
By courtesy of me, thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, thank you very much.
But yet now, the TNA bought out by Global Force is still not going away though. That's
it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, first of all, Jarrett's got a Better Money Foundation. He's got lower overhead because he doesn't have a TV deal yet.
But he's also got an important backer by the name of Toby Keith.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got money. He's got a proper, you know, he's got a proper backer with proper money that is actually willing to do the books. It scares me that the Harris brothers are in charge of anything because they weren't very good at wrestling to begin with.
Oh, oops.
Trying to remember what they were called in WCW when they actually had to wear suits.
They were Creative Control.
Thank you. Creative Control.
Yeah, Pat and Gerald is what they were called at first. Oh.
Yeah, and I might be a little sour because they're the reasons why I'm not a big fan of Biker Taker.
Mm.
And that's it's a convoluted mess, so I'm not going to try to get into it here. Jeff Jarrett, it was pretty much a wild Jarrett appears because just about nobody knew he was going to be there till 5 minutes before he walked out. Probably to keep Kurt Angle from losing his mind again.
Yeah.
Look, it was a good appearance, and you want to know something? With the card that they have, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, the other people who are going to wrestle in King of the Mountain are Drew Galloway of The Rising, Matt Hardy, who made another appearance.
Another Hardy's been there lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eric Young and Bobby Roode. Okay.
Of the Dirty Heels, yes.
Yes, of the Dirty Heels. By the way, loving the Dirty Heels Wolves Best of Five series. That's fun.
Yeah, on the pay-per-view, there's supposed to be a singles match to determine the stip for the last match.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you.
And Jason's allergic to that. There you go.
Yeah, no, Jason's just Jason's allergic to bullshit.
Yeah, that too.
Exactly. Good God. My goodness.
But again, if you don't want to be spoiled, folks, don't look at the spoilers because you know what's going to happen Sunday.
Because they're already. Put it to you this way: there's one move that they made, and I'm just like, really? I mean, it's not. If it's not wrestling related, can I spoil it or not? I'm just saying it's not in-ring related, per se, as to results. Or do you want to let the people deal with it?
Boss?
Well, if it's not related to the actual product, you can go ahead and talk about it.
Okay.
Go ahead, dude.
Bully Ray is making a return as Dixie Carter's baby face, and Dixie Carter's playing a full-on baby face now. Role as the special enforcer type of deal? Type of thing? Commissioner type of stuff? Overseer? He's basically overseeing Dixie Carter's stuff, and that EC3, now that he is challenging Kurt Angle for the title, I'll just leave that alone as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pretty much figure out where that's going too. We tried to stop him, pretty much.
Yeah, we'll call Bully her muscle.
Yes. However, I want to ask you something, Nikki.
Sure.
Since Ring of Honor has been a lead-in to TNA,
mm-hmm.
over the last 4 weeks, the numbers have gone up each week for both shows. What do you think? I like that. I'm really happy about this.
That intrigues me, and actually, and obviously, it's good for both companies because wrestling on TV, by and large, you can't put anything before or after it because nobody watches. They watch the wrestling and then they turn it off. So you back wrestling with more wrestling. Ooh, really? Okay, let's see what's going on. It's not rocket science, people.
Yeah, but then again, this is a network that you really don't see on, quote, basic packages on cable.
True.
These are GSN type of numbers.
But even so, here's what I'm saying. We all thought that ROH was going to replace TNA. If the numbers continue to increase, albeit slowly, this could be the 1-2 punch they were originally talking about.
It's just is it too little too late for TNA?
I don't know, but if we keep having these pay issues, I don't know.
That I agree with. That I agree with. But put it to you this way. The fact that Jarrett and TNA have a working relationship now, I don't know what that says more about Jarrett or about TNA or what, to be honest.
Well, since Jarrett still had still owns a share, you know, why not?
Yeah, a very small share at this point.
No, just a little over a quarter of the stock. But he, you know, it's just, you know, and it's something that he can do one of two things with. He can go to Bob and Janice and say, you can buy me out and see where it goes, or you can let me buy it out, but Dixie can't come with.
Yeah, that was a suggestion I had. Have him buy it out and just merge that history into Global Force and just go on with that one.
Mm-hmm. But
Global Force.
Yeah, but Dixie is not part of the deal. You know, she's a very nice woman. I've had the pleasure of meeting her. But she has the business sense of a rock.
No, not the rock, a rock.
a rock, a simple rock that you would find in a garden. It's, you know, I have better business savvy than she does. And you guys pick on my accounting all the time. Anyway.
Yeah, you've heard on shoot interviews that they go through money like water, unlike what Paul Heyman did in the last year of ECW. Where it wasn't really about money, it was about getting a deal done.
Right.
So.
It was trying to get that TV deal, and it just, everything just fell apart. Kind of what happened at the end with WCW as well.
Yeah, Time Warner.
The Time Warner AOL merger kind of destroyed all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole lot more to both of those stories, but that's not what we're here for.
Okay.
But no, this is good news for both companies, and I just don't know if it's going to be enough to save TNA. And if, you know, the worst comes to absolute worst, yeah, Carl, Jarrett just goes ahead and buys out what's left, merges it into the Global Force canon.
I don't see why not.
And voila,
He's got the right to eco file and DNA, technically.
Yep. So. This is something to keep an eye on, for sure. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Oh yes, I'm going to tread a little bit on Pixel Nation. The 2K16 WWE 2K16 roster has not been completely revealed, but they've told us there's going to be over 100 wrestlers.
Hello.
And they are setting up things so that they can do DLC to make sure that performers are current as possible. Because as you know, any wrestling material, printed or video game, is usually obsolete the day it comes off the press.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Long-standing rule with that.
Well, that's just my running joke. Every time I buy a program, I'm like, okay, he's gone. She's gone. You know, he's not doing that anymore. New gimmick. Old gimmick.
Yeah, I got two TNA programs I could show you for that.
So who do they got so far?
Well, the ones that... Let's see. The list that I have, Paige, Seth, Dean, Bad News Barrett, Daniel Bryan, and Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Wow. Can you imagine if they do that full entrance?
I want somebody who gets the day they get that game, I want them to do a Finn Balor versus Undertaker match, computer versus computer, let the entrances play. I want to know if the match is longer than the entrances.
You can and just probably VRM it, for that.
Yeah. And just to be a goof, you have to do it in a WrestleMania venue.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. And
more geek. More geek.
Comic-Con.
Ah, you speak of my language. Ah, yes.
And there's quite a few. There's going to be quite a few wrestlers that's showing up at the con. Currently, they've got a Mattel and WWE panel on July 9th. Good Lord, there's so much happening on that day. The panel will include William Regal, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Charlotte, and others to be announced.
Well, I think they really... By the way, who does not remember the 2011 Comic-Con when some guy named Mr. Brooks invaded the Mattel panel?
And they tried to do it again, and it just fell flat because it wasn't organic, it wasn't genuine. Punk is a comic book geek and should be at this thing. Hunter and Stephanie were there on business.
Well, if it's Comic-Con, he'll be there somehow.
Oh, I know, but I don't think panel.
No, a panel, but he'll be there.
Oh, I know. But I would love, just somewhere in the middle of the panel, a random door in the back opens and you hear,
"Pay attention to me!"
And the door slams.
These have become the new things now, all these cons.
Well, it's a great place to get to the various geekdoms and audiences. And, show them something cool and say, ooh, shiny, and they might follow you.
If there's another New Orleans one, I'll try to go to it next year. I just couldn't this year because of life.
Okay.
Stuff getting in the way.
And WWE doesn't typically have a huge presence at Gen Con, so I don't expect much. I haven't heard anything anyway. And just racking my brain, I think the only time... No, there's 2 years that I actually ran into wrestlers at Gen Con. 1 year RVD was doing an autograph signing, and they had a whole bunch of other celebrities there, but I was just there for Rob. Another year, Gail Kim and one other diva. I think Christy Hemme. And they were tucked away in a corner in the dark, and hardly anybody knew they were there.
Speaking of Gail Kim, a quick note on those spoilers. Something interesting with her is happening. I'll just leave it at that.
She's going to sick her husband on somebody.
You never know.
Now, I didn't look at the spoilers, but I will tell you that Mr. Robert Irvine will beat you to death with a whisk.
Yes, exactly. By the way, Mr. Mark and Mark, did you send us a picture of Thibodaux, Louisiana?
As I thought, we were beginning to Tough Enough News.
Yes.
At some point.
Well, actually, let's go there, because unfortunately, I'm not going to be very good at recapping that or even talking much about it, because all I saw was the video package of them getting cardioed to hell at a stadium.
And actually, what I put in the chat for you two to look at, that's actually where ZZ lives. That is what they call Zam Swamp Tour. And they've been running that for years, and that's pretty much what he grew up on.
So, and how far is that from your humble abode? Because
from where I am, that's about 25 minutes. Place called Bayou Buff.
Okay.
Even though the map does say Thibodeau, yeah, but it's actually Bayou Buff.
Okay.
Now,
I bring that up. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, the live audience, they did 1.2 million live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not bad.
Mm-mm.
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good for a launch, but they've been hyping it like nobody's business for the last 2 months, so they better get some numbers.
Mm. And of course you have Chris Jericho hosting with Paige Hogan and
Daniel
Bryan as the judges, with Booker T and Billy Gunn as the trainers.
And Leah. Mm-hmm.
And Leah.
Although you didn't really see Leah much.
And then The Miz hosts a post Tough Enough show called Tough Talk.
That was a train wreck.
Okay.
And that was because of the technical issues they had.
Uh-oh. How many people got fired?
It was a light issue. There was also a mic issue. So, yeah, probably about 4 or 5 people got fired.
So, was it Tough Talk or Swerved?
I don't know. But, yeah, I bring it up. ZZ was bought on the bottom three. So mm-hmm. was help me out, Jace.
Hold on. Just 1 second.
Yeah, I know this is not a recap show, but for this we will.
Because it was ZZ, okay. Hank, who was the third?
Yeah, Hank was the other. Anyway.
Hold on, I'll get there. Just give me a second.
Research.
I didn't have a chance to DVR it. You can see it.
What?
Sorry?
Huh?
Google it, bitch. I'm not here to educate you.
Yeah, thank you. thank you.
Josh, that was the other one.
Okay.
ZZ was picked by Hulk, Hank was chosen by Brian, and Paige picked Josh. They had 30 seconds to give their little, why should you stay, and blah, 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 speech.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they had the live vote for folks on the app who should go, and who should stay. And pretty much ZZ won with over 50%, that pretty much saved his butt.
Yeah.
And also there's a judge's save, isn't there, like in Idol?
Yeah, but they didn't use it.
Okay.
They didn't use any saves. And Hank was last, and bye-bye. Now, I bring up ZZ because Jason and I have been having a little conversation off-air about why he got chosen in the first place, but it was revealed that he was actually given a second chance when someone else dropped out.
Mm.
He was originally eliminated from the final 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see the kid's not in really good shape, but you could tell he's got a good heart. He was raised proper. That I can tell you for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know the guy personally, but I know his story around here. He's a good kid.
So if anything, he's at least gonna go in there with a lot of heart.
Now, I'm not saying that he's going to end up winning the thing, because I don't think he will, personally.
No.
But a guy like Tanner, ooh. Lose a cocky, dickish attitude, and you got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that Tanner's got a shot at this?
Absolutely. But you got to lose some of that dickish part to you.
Didn't one of the female wrestlers also just come out as lesbian, too, if I'm not mistaken? Daria, I think.
I'm not sure. She might have.
But,
and then, Diana was wrestling with, I think, a groin injury. And working out. But she hung tough.
So, I'll probably have to go back and take a look at this, because, like I said, I saw them doing the cardio stuff in the stadium, and I was having some flashbacks to a TV setup I had to do. At the Citrus Bowl.
There's a proper recap for later on for you.
Okay. Thank you. where, you know, you want to make it to the main event of WrestleMania, all you got to do is run all the way to the top of the stadium. Yeah, now do this with a 100-pound long lens.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
But it is an interesting setup overall. I do like the military-style setup for the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them no fancy hotel-looking crap. Even though they have a jacuzzi, that's mainly to soak them after they're... If they get hurt or something, make them feel a little better.
Yeah.
But I like the barracks.
Well, it's pretty much, you know... They're not gonna do these kids any favors. They're gonna say, you're gonna earn this.
And this is in the performance center too.
Yeah. So you've got the right people, the right equipment, and at least somebody to help you up if you do get hurt. Although it might be a little crowded in triage right now.
Now for the in-ring drills, they didn't take any bumps. They pretty much was running the ropes and they picked up the little tackling dummy.
Yeah. Which they said was...
Standard to like 16 reps.
Mm-hmm. So...
I will definitely DVR. I should DVR this.
But my initial thoughts on the trainers, you could tell Billy's going to be like a Bob Holly type.
Oh, that he's going to be driving him pretty hard.
Although not with Billy, I don't think he's going to actually beat the shit out of him to do it, but, you know.
If he doesn't want... not if he doesn't want to stay on the show. Because I don't think, you know, I don't think they'll let him stay if he's going to beat the crap out of somebody.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to do that, I don't think.
No. No.
But interesting revival, I'll say that. And it's been, 4 years since the last season was on?
Mm-hmm. And my joke is, okay, who's going to win, but how many of these guys are actually going to get jobs?
Well, we saw reports that there was a few that were early cut that have a chance to do the Performance Center tryouts later on in the year.
And that's probably my only gripe. You know, I understand, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're iffy on it. I got you.
I'm iffy because it seems that you know we get a winner, but you know the winner doesn't always pan out, and then you end up with five or six others that come from either that competition or were cut or the competition itself, and they end up being even more successful. You know, Daniel Pewter, who is that?
Right.
And now we talk, you know, who we're talking about now? We're talking about Miz and Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the least interesting Intercontinental Championship match. Sadly.
Oh, you mean just because he got sat on by the Big Show?
Yep.
I'd be looking forward to next PPV. Triple Threat. Oh. Yawn.
Oh, by the way, though, I am loving the fact that the New Day doesn't know how to handle losing. It's so beautiful to watch.
Watching Xavier, you know, Xavier trying not to blow his cool while Big E and Kofi hold him back. And points for sneaking in the Mojo Jojo joke.
Yes.
I tell you what, once this New Day stuff is over, I would like to see him break out in the singles and wearing all the old stuff he used to wear, like all the 90s steam pants and all.
He
Power Rangers pants and all.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Well, they did a Saved by the Bell style Tron for him that they had at house shows.
Mm-hmm.
That just made me giggle. Because I'm like, oh, you friggin' geek. You 90s geek, you.
That would be a perfect gimmick.
Well, and I think that's going to come up once the New Day breaks up, but I don't think the New Day's going anywhere just...
Not yet, no.
And
not with a new shirt that just came out.
I saw that. I was also going to comment on Titus's spot-on impersonation of a Big E sermon.
Uh,
I'm just loving it, and the fact that he kind of poked at all three of them. You know, there's a weak link in there. There's only two of you going to be facing us. So, but yeah, speaking of the card, what have we got so far? Okay, Rollins, Lesnar, we know. Owens, Cena for the U.S. title. Wyatt Reigns, Ryback, Big Show, and The Miz. If they don't have a Divas match, this is when you can hit the concession stands, folks.
I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Primetime player day for the tag straps.
Now, speaking of this, when do you think Paige comes with the horsewomen? Because that's what they're setting up for, aren't they?
If they're gonna pull the trigger on it, they will at SummerSlam. They're not gonna do it at Battleground.
No, I guess they'll keep Paige off while she does the Tough Enough thing right now.
Yeah, and you know, at this point, what happens is that if she's going to be doing Tough Enough, they just quietly write her out and continue shoving down our throats the fact that the Bellas run the Divas division because Total Divas.
Yeah, and who's really the heel?
I don't know. I haven't figured out who the heel is anymore. I think that most of the Divas division are heels.
It's like the Roll Dice or something. I don't know.
Flip a coin when they hit the ring.
Or play Connect Four.
And that's why I think that if they're going to do it, you know, I'll make a offhand prediction. This isn't set in stone, but they're going to do something where there's going to be multiple Divas in a Diva title match. And Paige is going to show up with Charlotte and Bayley and one or two others.
Or will they bring up Emma to the main roster again, like they've been putting her down on NXT as heel lately?
That's possible.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you say questionable booking?
Can you say, do we know what we're doing? Or can we say, damn all these injuries, it's screwing up the booking?
That too,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hard to say. You can't deny that fact. You really can't.
You can't. No.
How's that hashtag go? Booking ain't easy, kid.
God bless, yeah.
God bless booking you, Dusty. You're right.
Hashtag hard times dream.
But, this is something... This too shall pass.
Yep.
Oh, and they before we necessarily get out of here or whatever, they announced that the main event for Raw this coming Monday is Reigns and Ambrose versus Seth Rollins and Kane. Not a shock there.
Now, is that the televised main or the dark main?
I think it's the televised main.
Okay.
I think it would be the televised.
Okay.
And I think they're also been also light on the wrestling because they've got that overseas shot that they're doing, including the special which they just named, which I love the name for this.
Ah, yes. They call it Beast from the East, if I remember correctly. Beast in the East.
Question is which one of us is going to be nuts to actually stay up all night for it?
Well, it's for the time frame it's supposed to air the morning of July 4th.
5:30 yes. Eastern, I think.
6:30 Eastern.
Or 6:30 Eastern, something like that. But that's way too early.
If I am not otherwise occupied, and I typically don't do much on the 4th for holiday related. I might set my alarm clock.
I could tell you, if y'all do a live special, you'll have to do it without me because I'm probably not going to be able to stay up that late or get up that early.
Well, and like I'm not very good at early either. So
I'm not.
No guarantees. No guarantees. I might just have to catch it on the replay. You know, when I do wake up.
Or maybe that would be easier if we could maybe do a live cap slash live to tape recap on a replay or something. I don't know.
Yeah. we'll figure something out. Yeah. I just, you know, like I said, I might be otherwise occupied that day, so.
Because isn't the 4th during the week?
It's on a Saturday, actually.
It's on a Saturday this year.
Okay.
So the bank holiday is Friday.
Yeah. Which means we have to do a payroll a week early. A day early coming up. Oh, boy.
So
my check better not be late.
Bounce.
No, not the one I'm writing, the one that I'm getting. One's bouncing, something's wrong.
Well, there's a 7-match card so far for the show.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
Cena and Ziggler versus Kane and King Barrett. Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar is going to crush Kofi Kingston.
Poor guy.
Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor for the NXT Championship. I bet Finn takes it there.
He's got to.
The way they're pumping him up on NXT right now, are you kidding?
Yeah, he's got to.
With all this video packaging that they're doing right now?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Set up us. Owens going for a belt for Battleground.
Neville is going to fight a wild Lionheart, Chris Jericho.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Oh, take my $9.99.
Paige versus Nikki versus Naomi for the Divas Championship.
Yawn.
Lucha versus Big E and Xavier Woods. And Cesaro versus Diego.
Yeah, they got to do something with Cesaro.
I can think of a couple other things you could do with Cesaro, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But this is why this is what the network should be doing more often than not. Don't you think?
Super cards,
Doing super cards and televising some of their overseas content. I mean, They haven't aired a show from Japan in about a decade.
Yeah, it might have been the last time they sent Raw and SmackDown over there.
And I think part of the reason they don't anymore is just because Japanese crowds are very different than American crowds, and that might confuse the American fans. Big effing deal as long as the wrestling's good.
I don't think that's the reason. Ever since that, remember a couple years back with the thing that happened in Japan, that's another reason. Earthquakes.
Oh, that's true too. Now, I was going to say one of the other reasons they don't do Japan anymore is because one of the best matches on the Raw card for that trip, it's going to be a while before I'm ever going to see it again. It was a thrown together match of two Chris's from Canada.
Uh-huh.
And it was still fun. But neither here nor there.
Yep.
So I think we've covered everything I have on the pile here.
I think so too, huh, Jay?
Yeah.
We're just us three,
Yeah, with us just three, yeah. A lot of stuff to plug, of course.
Go ahead, sir. You can cover up some of the stuff.
Here's the thing. We had a beautiful Red State, Blue State about to be recorded when, during the storms, Jim had a power surge and it all went bye-bye.
Yo.
Boo.
So,
rain. Boo, Mother Nature.
Yeah, I know. That was last night or the other night before. I think it was something like that, but,
BS big show.
No, I think it was something else. I know it was Thursday, but okay. it was good, but we'll get it there because we really had a good stuff. And Gordon Pepper actually brought some really, really good stuff in there. And, Jim and I, we'll get it done. Jim, we just also recorded Touch 'Em All, and we had a new panelist, Jessica Brand. Me, her, and Jim did the latest issue of Touch 'Em All.
Yeah,
I know Pixel.
Soon.
I know Pixel Nation is still going around, and I heard I actually heard it, and it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, they did the E3 wrap up with Chico.
Yep, good stuff. Really good stuff there. Of course, all the other good programs that are around there. I think Down the Tubes is up there.
Down the Tubes is back on life support. I don't know.
Okay, but you can listen to all the programs on many different formats, including, of course, CLW83.com, mm-hmm. Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, the newest one, which is Overcast.
Apple Store only.
Apple Store only. And, of course, TuneIn Radio, which you can get anywhere, and, of course, at both stores. So, yep. With that, I'm going to leave. Have you guys plug and all that good stuff. I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
And I will plug the BS Big Show. It has been recorded. I just have to get it together. I've been having a crazy few days of work.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much no format. Jim was having the power issues. It was me, Jason, Chico, and the return of Mike Klaus. Cover pretty much anything that was popping on our feed. That'll be up probably in a day or so.
All right. And the only other podcast that I participate in right now is me and Chris Waters with Paper Review. We have finally cleaned up the mess that was all of the missing episodes from late 88 that he lost when his computer went kaput.
Yeah.
So we're actually into 1989, and we're working our way towards WrestleMania and the explosion of the Mega Powers.
Nice.
And this is the first time I will have seen it in its entirety. We got to the Saturday night's main event when they had the blow up stage in the medical area, and we're up on it. It's it's interesting to see. It's just going to be hard when we start watching, when we're flipping back and forth from WWF to NWA.
Yes.
But,
Did you throw in some other stuff, like old AWA as well?
No, we haven't touched AWA. We're pretty much exploring the fact that the war between NWA, WCW, and WWF has been going on since probably 1985.
After the Black Saturday incident.
And, we're sitting here watching, we're watching shots fired. We're watching the shots being fired back and forth. And we comment on that as well as compare what we're seeing of the in-ring product back then to what we see today. And that's turned into a dozen running gags. Roddy Piper is Dean Ambrose's father.
Yes.
Sonny Fargo couldn't dress himself. And never mind that shit, here comes Andre.
Yeah. And a little message to Mr. Waters. If there is a way that you provided knows to embed like the MP3s, I can finally put on a site rather than just grab them and do it myself. It'd be easier.
So if he sends them to you in MP3 format?
I mean, if there's like a embed code, like you can...
Okay.
Yeah. Be easier. I wish this site actually had a way to put them all in an embed code, just like a certain former site that we used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
That recently I added Frat House Sports as content onto the side of the site. You can catch their feed now.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that is it.
That's gonna pretty much do it. And Jason had the right idea and he took off, so
we're out of here.
Yeah, I think we're done. So for Carl Chenier, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do stick around for later episodes. I do promise you a surprise in the coming weeks. Have a good night, folks.
See ya.